This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Salam alaikum, brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and here is Batul. Welcome to the program For a Better Life. In our previous sessions, we asked this question, that what is a better life? Then we came to the conclusion that a better life is when a person is happy. This happiness is not the material happiness, but it is the happiness of the soul. So how can I reach this happiness? The answer is when I become a better person. Therefore, to have a better life, I need to be a better person first. So how can I become a better person? In the last session, we talked about the two terms, Takhliya and Tahliya. We said that our soul is pure, but it is sometimes covered with bad traits. Just like a gem that is covered with dust and dirt. Once the dust is removed and the dirt is washed away, then the gem would shine. Similarly, once the bad traits are removed, the soul will shine. It will glow. So, now another question. How can I wash my bad traits? How can I get rid of them? In the very first session, we said, the first step is to correct myself. If I want to wash away my bad traits, if I want to become a better person, the first step is yaghda, which is to wake up. Now, wake up from what? Wake up from my deep slumber. Wake up from my deep sleep of negligence, from ghafla. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi said that if 2 days are similar for someone, then he has made a big loss. Brothers and sisters, days here does not mean the day where the sun is out and, you know, it's warming up the day. No, no. Or the day where we say, which is the opposite of night. Over here in his saying, when he says day, it means every second. It means every moment. So each moment should be better than the previous moment. Is a step closer to Allah. Is a step towards perfection. That is why the first step to discipline ourselves is to wake up, to make the best of every moment. But a person who is asleep, who is in ghafla, who is negligent, will not be aware of this loss. That is why the ulama of akhlaq call ghafla as the filth and dirt of life. Ayatullah Jawadi Amali says that man has a dahir, the one that is apparent, and a batin, the one that is hidden. The batin of the man will be manifested on the day of resurrection. On the day of judgment, some will be resurrected while their faces will be glowing, they would look beautiful. Whereas some will be resurrected while their faces will be dark and filthy. Now, the source of this filth will be their negligence, their ghafla. Surah Haqqa describes the plight of a ghafil on the day of judgment by saying, فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَاهُنَا حَمِيمٌ. So he has no friend here today. وَلَا تَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. Nor any food except filth. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْقَاتِئُونَ. Which no one shall eat except the sinners, brothers and sisters. Whenever we are trapped in troubles from outside, it is because of the negligence, the ghafla from inside. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "No bird is shot by an arrow while it is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Whenever a bird or an animal is shot by an arrow is while they are negligent.
Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
In another hadith he said, "The lightning does not strike the one who is glorifying Allah Azza wa Jalla." So if we make our insight strong by our faith and by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly, we will never be a prey to shaitan. When the guard is down, we fall prey to shaitan. We fall prey to our nafs. Allah says, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr." By time, indeed, man is in loss. Man is in loss. Why? Because of his negligence. He has neglected himself from himself. Shaitan has no interest in a person's wealth, inheritance, status. He is after his iman, his faith. If we fall prey to shaitan, the biggest thing that attracts him is our iman, our faith. Once he traps our faith, then we will easily become gullible towards haram. We will not hesitate in sinning, but we will hesitate in doing good, God forbid. That is why we need to avoid being negligent, as it will throw us in the valley of loss. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Beware of negligence. Whoever is negligent is certainly negligent of himself, of his life." So negligence is a big loss. Let me give you an example here. It is like a traveler who is in transit and he sleeps without setting up an alarm. What will happen? He will miss the next flight, especially if it is a deep sleep. Let me give you another example. A student who did not study the whole semester. He did not turn in any assignments. He did not take any notes in the class. Why? It was because he was either playing games on his phone or texting his friends or sleeping in the class. Now what will happen to the student? Of course, he's going to fail. He asked for it. He was negligent. He did not care. So whoever is negligent is negligent to his own life. He's negligent to himself. He's incurring a great loss to himself. It is like the verse, وَمَنْ يَبْقَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْقَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. And whoever is stingy only to himself. If someone is stingy in spending in the way of Allah, in a great cause, they are in great loss. Why? As they have not sent anything for their future abode, their hereafter. Surah Baqara, verse 110 says, وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Any good that you send ahead for your souls, you shall find it with Allah. Whatever good that is done in the way of Allah, the reward is reserved with him. He has promised it to us. Allah never goes against his word. So, brothers and sisters, we need to wake up from this slumber, this sleep of negligence, this sleep of ghafla, to become a better person, which in turn will lead us to a better life, inshallah. وآخر الدعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. So all I need.